First of all, I would like to thank Pastor Buck and all of you for allowing me to be here today. I love talking about the PRC and what we do there, and what better time to talk about it than this time of year, the sanctity of human life. On January 3rd, 1984, President Ronald Reagan issued a proclamation designating January 22nd, the first National Sanctity of Human Life Day. That was 11 years after the Supreme Court legalized abortion in all 50 states due to Roe versus Wade. So what does it mean to say sanctity of life? Sanctity means the quality of being holy or sacred. To put it simply then, sanctity of human life means human life is set apart from all other life. Human life is unique. Psalms 139:14 says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Fearfully and wonderfully made. How awesome is that? We are made by a God that said, this world needs you. We are not here by chance. As Christians, we are called to speak God's word, to share his gospel with those who are lost or broken. Sharing the gospel is not always comfortable, but one thing that I have learned, God doesn't always call us to be comfortable. He calls us to be in the moment, wherever that may bring us. Today it has brought me here. Well, I will be talking on a touchy subject, abortion. It is one that needs to be addressed not only during the sanctity of human life, but every day. When a young woman comes into the PRC with an unplanned pregnancy, more than likely she is looking for a way to end that pregnancy. Not usually because she wants to, but because her circumstances are so overwhelming. Melody thought her only option was to terminate her pregnancy because she didn't have insurance. She had two children, and she already thought people were judging her. Did you know that 1 in 3 women will have an abortion by the time they reach the age of 45? 58% of women having abortions are in their 20s, and 73% of women having abortions report religious affiliation. If a woman comes in and admits to having had an abortion, we do not judge. That is not our job. We want our clients to understand that no matter where they are, where they have been, or where they are going, God wants them. All life is valuable. They matter. Their child matters. God doesn't make mistakes. He loves them, and they are not alone. We are there to guide them and encourage them. We are there to help strengthen the family dynamics in the community. Most of our clients don't know their self-worth. They forget, or sadly, they were never taught that they were created in God's image. Excuse me. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in his own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them male and female. Parkland Pregnancy Resource Center opened its doors 13 years ago with a simple task, to be a place to assist young mothers. Originally, we opened our doors in Farmington and quickly outgrew its space, and now we are located here in Park Hills. Since opening, the PRC has served approximately 25,000 people. We are a nonprofit, faith-based Christian organization, meaning that the PRC is not funded by the government. Because of this, we are able to serve anyone in need, regardless of income or insurance. Melody was worried because she didn't have insurance, which was her biggest dilemma. Our patient advocate got on the phone right away with our executive director. What can we do for her? We have to help her. So more phone calls were made, and that dilemma was no more. Melody had a very good support system. That is not always the case. Her husband agreed that they couldn't end the pregnancy once he saw the ultrasound pictures. But if Melody had gone through with her decision to abort her baby, It is our job to give her all the information that she needs to make a life-saving decision, not only for her baby, but for herself as well. While there are many physical complications that a woman can encounter after having an abortion, there are also emotional and psychological complications. Melody is happy, she is married, and they are buying a home. If she were to have gone through with the abortion, do you think she would be happy now? Many women who have had an abortion are told that they feel relief. They will feel relief. They are not told that the feeling of relief will wear off and they will feel emptiness, numbness, aloneness, and even anger. They may even suffer from nightmares. Seeing pregnant women or babies may cause them pain. Some women have reported not being able to grieve. Their friends or significant others tell them to get over it. Regardless of what some think, abortion is suffering a loss. It is a life-changing experience. There is help out there for those who have gone through an abortion. The church should be one place that those can go for healing and for forgiveness and not to be judged. We are all sinners. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace, Ephesians 1:7. Being a nonprofit Christian organization means we are pro-life. So what does it mean to be pro-life? When someone says that they are pro-life, most people only think that person is anti-abortion. While the unborn child is the most vulnerable, having to rely solely on the mother for survival, what about the homeless, the elderly, or the ones that suffer from disabilities? Do those lives matter any less than an unborn child, or your life, or mine? I read an article recently written by a pastor titled, "Why I Hate Sanctity of Human Life Sunday." I was intrigued because of the title and a little confused because why would a pastor write something like that? But as I read, I understood. He didn't hate it because it was unbiblical or inappropriate. His reasons were valid. To speak on the issue that mothers shouldn't kill their babies and fathers shouldn't abandon their children is a lesson we should already know. No human life is worthless regardless of color of skin, excuse me, age, disability, or economic status. That we even have to have sermons on this topic is disheartening. There are those who say it's okay or acceptable to take the life of someone because of inconvenience, disabilities, or old age. Job 12:10 says, "In his hand is the very life of every creature and the breath of mankind. Only God has a right to determine when we stop living this life." We must act justly, rescue those who are being led to death, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. We must stand for life. If the Christian church will not stand on this issue, on what issue will we stand? If we will not stand now, when will we stand? If we will not stand here, where will we stand? And if we will not stand, who will? The Parkland Pregnancy Resource Center invites you to stand with us in the fight against abortion, strengthening and empowering families in the community and in furthering his kingdom. There are many ways to get involved, but what are you getting involved with? First off, all the services that we offer at the PRC are free. These services include pregnancy tests, first trimester ultrasounds, which, as you could tell by the video, are life-changing. When you walk into our ultrasound room, you'll notice on the wall we have a big screen TV about that size in the back. And that's what they see their baby on. We have Earn While You Learn parenting classes. These classes are offered to moms who are pregnant all the way up to when their child turns 3 years of age. Classes are grouped according to mom's due date or the age of their child. Birth to 6 months, 7 to 12 months, 1 year olds and 2 year olds. During class, clients watch a DVD and they do a worksheet geared toward building parenting skills. We have mentors who serve as a group facilitator leading a discussion of the lesson, and we also do a Bible study with them. Clients are given a Bible study to do at home and homework about the lesson. When they bring them back the next week, they receive points to be used in the boutique for items such as diapers, wipes, new clothing, household items, and even bigger baby care items when donated. We've had items such as baby beds, changing tables, car seats. Again, it's whatever has been donated. We encourage our clients to attend and get involved in a local church of their choice. We do not take the place of the church. We partner with churches such as yours. A new class that we have this year is A Time for Me. This class is geared towards moms who are getting ready to opt out of the program. The class turns the focus to moms with such topics as life skills, budgeting, and healthy relationships. Our goal is to help empower these women so that when they do leave the program, they make better life choices. We offer parent support classes. These classes are DFS and court ordered. We currently have classes on Tuesdays in two sessions. One is for parents with children under the age of two, and the other for parents with the children over the age of two. The classes run in 4-week cycles. Clients must attend all 4 weeks. They have to be on time, and they must participate, and they have to stay for the Bible study. At the end of the 4 weeks, we provide verification that they have completed the course, that they can take to the judge or the caseworker. If a client misses a session, they're dropped from the class, and they have to start all over next month. We have a program called CARE, Center for Adolescent Relationship Education. This is in the public schools, and we are currently in 7 school districts in the Parkland. It is an abstinence-based program that talks about healthy relationships, and it is offered to 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. It's very important because they have taken the FACTS classes out of the schools, and these kids need to understand what a healthy relationship looks like. We also have, during the summertime, moms nights. During the summer months, we don't offer the classes, the parenting classes at the facility, because that's when we do updates to the building and cleaning. We rely on local churches to host moms nights on Monday nights. We do have our client coordinator help with this to distribute diapers and just to make sure everything is organized. But the church comes up with a devotion, a craft or lesson, and sometimes they do how-to projects such as simple crock pot meals, how to make homemade laundry soap, or even how to sew. This is a wonderful experience for the clients because it not only shows the clients the church, but it also opens the doors for them to see how church can be and hopefully encourage them to continue to grow spiritually through the church. It also gives local churches in the area a chance to partner with the PRC, which is a blessing for both parties. During December, we have a Christmas room. Usually it is the last Monday before we close our doors for the Christmas holiday. Christmas time can be tough, especially if you're having a hard time making ends meet. So we set up a Christmas room where the clients can come in and pick out a toy or two depending on what has been donated. We usually have items donated for moms as well, such as jewelry, lotion, and household items. Again, it just depends on what has been donated. That's just what we offer at the PRC. Like I've mentioned, we are nonprofit. While we don't receive any funding or assistance from the government, we do apply and have received private grants, such as United Way of St. Francis County, but that doesn't cover all the expenses for the center. It costs 25 cents for one brochure given to a crisis patient, $10 for an ultrasound gel pack, $20 for a box of diapers, $50 for parenting classes, student pages, $500 for the CARE school program for one grade level, and $500 for all on-site services and resources for one client for 1 year. So where do we get our money from if we don't get it from the government? We do a lot of fundraising throughout the year. We also rely on financial and material donations from individuals, churches, and organizations. Every January, we promote our baby bottle fundraiser with the Sanctity of Human Life. This fundraiser is easy, and who doesn't have loose change? Half the time, my loose change is at the bottom of my purse, or my husband likes to leave piles of loose change all over my house. That drives me insane. This fundraiser can be done at any time of the year, unlike our annual fundraising banquet that we hold in April. This event is one of our bigger, more formal events and helps our supporters to see the importance of the center and what we are doing in the community as a team. The video that you watched was shown at our banquet this past year. In October, we hold our Walk for Life fundraiser. This event is more laid back. If you have ever been to this event, you'll see a lot of fellowship. It also is neat because many of our clients will participate in helping raise funds for the PRC. Last year, we added two more events. The first one is the Lunch for Life. This event was started by one of our volunteers who is also a board member and her husband. He retired. He decided he wanted to smoke pork. They had a lot of pork. She was tired of eating a lot of smoked barbecued pork. So she said, hey, let's do a fundraiser for the PRC. So every second Thursday, starting in March, we will have the Lunch for Life, and you can come in and get a lunch for $5, and it's a pulled pork barbecue sandwich, cookie chips, and a drink. It's actually my favorite Thursday because it smells delicious throughout the whole building. The other event that we have that's new is our comedy night. This event is really fun. We have a silent auction, a balloon pop, and of course, lots of laughter. Last year, our comedian was Jaron Myers, and we've invited him back. He has new material. If you want to see anything that he's done, you can go on his Facebook page. He made a video about Chick-fil-A, and it went viral. So he was pretty proud of that. This year, our comedy night is February 10th at the Knights of Columbus. If you're interested in ordering tickets, you can call the PRC. There are more ways to help the PRC than just financially. There are many opportunities for volunteering. Parenting class mentors are always needed, as well as parent support class mentors. The parenting class is on Mondays. The parent support class is on Tuesdays, and that's our DFS court ordered. And you're just a facilitator. Don't worry, we don't just throw you into the class and say, here you go. New volunteers spend several weeks shadowing a current mentor, and then they lead the mentor's class for a few weeks. And when they're done with their training, the new mentor will be assigned a class. Care presenters are always welcome. And you will go into the public school system, present the abstinence material to classes. Again, there is training. The presenters will go through a training seminar and must job shadow a current presenter. Volunteers are scheduled for 5-day sessions. Shopping assistants are always welcome as well. You assist clients in the clothing closet and the boutique areas. These workers are usually scheduled on Monday morning, afternoon, or evening. Child care workers, again, Mondays only. And that's a pretty self-explanatory one. You watch the client's children as they are in the class. Office workers are always needed and welcome. And that's a pretty easy one too. Make copies of lessons, copy client forms, help with mailings. We mail a lot of stuff from the PRC. Resource workers, which we also like to call the Thursday ladies. They sort, clean, and repair donated material items to get them ready for the clothes closet and boutique. These ladies work really hard. If something comes in that is stained up, they take everything home and they wash it. I have seen some ladies take 5 or 6 baskets of laundry home with them and bring it back the next week. We also need help working on events such as the fundraising, special event staff, the walk team, the banquet team, or baby bottle coordinator, marketing, advertising and networking, and of course, church partnership. If you haven't been to the PRC, I highly recommend it. We do tours. You can come in Tuesday through Thursday from 9 to 4. That's the best time. If I'm there, I will personally give you a tour and show you all my favorite rooms. I have several. Also, if you're interested in anything that I have talked about this morning, feel free to let me know. And if you have any questions, I will be more than happy to answer anything that I can. If I don't have the answer, I will find out for you. I do have some volunteer applications, if you would like one today. Thank you for the opportunity to share about the PRC and what we do. Let me end with this. Do you see yourself, do you see others through God's eyes? Do you see yourself through his eyes? Remember, we all are precious, in his eyes, no matter what season of life we are in. Thank you.